Most of the focus on female professional baseball players has been on the separate league they played in during World War II and later. But three women played side by side with the men in the Negro Leagues. One of them, Mamie Peanut Johnson, was a pitcher for the Indianapolis Clowns in the early 1950s. Author Michelle Green says she never knew about Johnson until she bought a T-shirt with her picture on it at a Negro Leagues baseball shop in Mitchellville, Maryland.
So I took this T-shirt to the register, and as I was standing there waiting to make my purchase, I heard a voice from the back of the store say, "Would you like me to autograph that for you?" And I whipped around and I said, "You're Mamie Peanut Johnson?"
Green has written a children's book about Johnson called A Strong Right Arm. Johnson recalls going with a friend to Alexandria, Virginia, to try out for the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. That's where she got her first lesson about segregation.
They didn't let us try out. They just looked at us like we were crazy, as if to say, "What do you want?" And in fact, I'm so proud and I'm so glad that they didn't let me try out, because I wouldn't be here doing what I'm doing now. I would be just another lady ball player somewhere, but now I'm proud to say I'm the only and the first lady major league pitcher.
Did any of the women at this tryout come to your aid, stand up for you?
No. And I'm glad that they, you know, just let me stand there, because I got to meet and be with some of the best baseball players that ever picked up a bat. So I'm very proud about that.
Now, how did word get around about you that drew the attention of the scout from the Indianapolis Clowns?
Oh, he wasn't really a scout for the Clowns. He was a gentleman that used to play in the Negro Leagues, and he used to come and watch me pitch. And just out of the clear blue, Mr. Tyson asked me if I wanted to play professional baseball, and I told him yes indeed. So he sent me to Mr. Bunny Downs, who was the business manager for the Clowns, and I went to do my tryouts, and the next day I was on the bus. I was gone.
Now tell me about this tryout. You had to be a little nervous, I would think.
No. See, I've been playing with the fellas all my life, so doing that was just an ordinary thing for me.
What year was this?
In 1953.
And you're how old?
Oh, I was 18.
18?
Yeah.
And they're going to send you away to spring training where?
To Richmond. We'd go there and we'd spring train for 3 weeks, and then we'd start our tour. We would start going south, and then in the summer, we would head back north, and then at the last part of the season, we'd head back south.
So you told your mom, "I'm going..."
I didn't tell her. I didn't tell her. Honestly, I'm going to be frank with you. I slipped away, and I had a young son at that particular time, and when she found out I was playing baseball, and, you know, she took it in stride, and I appreciate that so much.
So how were the games?
Beautiful. You know, when you learn how to do something and do it well, you begin to enjoy it. That's just like having a job. If you enjoy what you're doing, you don't mind going to work.
Well, as much as you love baseball, you were going off to be with a whole bunch of guys. Were you a bit nervous about that?
No. I've been playing with the fellas all the time. They were just a group of different gentlemen at that particular time. You know, that's all.
Well, you know, ball players can get a little rowdy.
Well, I can get rowdy too. That's not a problem. You know, you get rowdy, I can get rowdy too, you know. So, you know, I met some of the nicest gentlemen I could ever meet.
They treated you okay?
Oh, yes. And I got the highest respect in the world from all of them. But like I tell everybody now, you got your gentlemen and then you got your men. See, now your men over here, some of them don't know how to act. So, but after you prove yourself as to what you came there for, then you don't have any problem out of them either. After you strike 3 or 4 of them out, and you know, it's all right.
There were some who resented having a woman there.
Well, those were the men. You know. And I have to say, I got a lot of help from a lot of the gentlemen, because a lot of people don't know, sandlot ball is a whole lot different than Major League Baseball. And there's a lot that I had to learn, and I was very thankful for that.
Now, the Negro Leagues, explain about this, because this was an interesting life. You were on the road a lot, in a lot of places that, you know, there weren't a lot of slanky hotels for the Negro League players.
Well, the three women, Tony, myself, and Connie, we mostly stayed in people's homes. But the gentlemen, they stayed in the hotels or the rooming houses. And most of the times, we slept on the bus, because we played most of our games at night and we rode all day. So getting into a bed maybe once every 3 weeks was beautiful.
What strikeout do you savor the most? What's the one you keep replaying in your head?
Mr. Satchel Paige, he was a sweet gentleman. He was kind enough to help me to perfect the curveball. I knew how to throw it, but the technique that he gave me helped me so much in my baseball career. See, then I was, you know, I was able to strike a whole lot of fellas out there, and I appreciated that so much.
Satchel had many variations.
Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. And I know he was a fine gentleman.
Your record was 33-8?
Yes.
Wow, that's pretty good. That's a high percentage.
Well, see, I wasn't out there by myself. I had some fellas behind me that were good, too. And with their help, it gave me a good winning record.
What kind of hitter were you?
Oh, what was it, 262, 268.
For a pitcher? Not shabby at all.
Well, see, we were ball players. And this is what we had to do. See, we didn't have this thing about this designated hitter. We didn't have that. So in order to stay there, you had to be able to do more than one thing.
Mamie Peanut Johnson, a pitcher for the Indianapolis Clowns in the Negro Leagues. Her story is told in the book A Strong Right Arm by Michelle Green. An excerpt from the book and pictures and information about the Negro Leagues are at npr.org.